Now, most of the Gaelic footballers around the country are hanging their boots up for the winter. However, that's not the case in Tyrone, with three All-Ireland winners doing their bit for charity and tackling a completely different challenge. Stephen O'Neill, John Devine and Enda McGinley are swapping their football boots for running shoes and bikes as they take part in the Westport Sea to Summit Adventure Race on Saturday the 12th of November, all in aid of Marie Curie Cancer Care. The Westport Sea to Summit race is a grueling test for even the most hardened multi-event competitors, with last year's inaugural event being viewed as the toughest such race in Ireland. The race itself involves a 4.5km run, an 8km cycle, a climb of Croagh-Patrick, a 35km cycle, including the notorious Malm Hill, and a 4.5km run at the end, which, just for good measure, includes an obstacle course. A daunting task for the hundreds that will compete. But this Tyrone trio hope their efforts will encourage people to dig deep and support their efforts to raise money for the Marie Curie Nursing Appeal. I caught up with Appeal's organiser, Sheena Havlin, and the three Tyrone footballers, Stephen O'Neill, John Devine, and first of all, Enda McGinley.
And this is a challenge, and already there's no competition really, is it? John Devine says he's going to win it.
Yeah, well, John's a goalie, and as everybody that plays football knows, goalies are a wee bit strange to themselves, you know. So me and Stephen just sort of let John think whatever he wants to think, and we'll get on with the racing.
There is, though, a serious side to this, and it is about fundraising.
Whenever we were sitting down to choose a charity, we knew we were going to do the race and wanted to do it for something. And Marie Curie is just one of them charities that so many people are aware of, but they still need a lot of support to do the superb work that they do. So we chose them. It was a very easy choice, and we just hope that we can raise a good bit of money for them.
Well, and it is Sea to Summit. I've tried to explain a wee bit about it there in the intro, but what is it all about?
Yeah, Sea to Summit is what's called an adventure race, and it's taking place in Westport. The first year was last year. It's a multi-sport event, so it involves running a total of about 9k, including an obstacle course. It involves cycling just over 40k, and it involves then a climb or a race of Croagh-Patrick as well. So it's about 4 hours roughly of constant work, so it's going to be very, very tough, but as I say, it's for a great cause, and we're enjoying the challenge of getting ready for it and just hoping that we're able to survive it on the day.
John Devine, have you tackled something like this before? Is this completely different?
I think it definitely is. Paddy, we've done, I suppose, coming from footballing backgrounds, we've all been through building up for different seasons and so on. It's all just pitch based, but in terms of being on the road and being on the bike and that, it's relatively new. Just know Stevie has good experience of the bike, but for the rest of us, it's relatively new, yeah.
Now, Enda was joking there, of course. He reckoned that goalkeepers are a wee bit touched anyway, so no surprise that you're taking part, but it is for a very good cause, but a very difficult challenge.
It is. I'm involved probably to make these boys feel good about themselves. but no, I think I was delighted when Stevie and Enda both mentioned it to me. It's something that they know probably enjoy a challenge, and it's something to work towards. So, being realistic about it, like, I think completing the course, we've all different expectations of how quickly we want to do it or how well we want to compete in it, but completion of the course and the adventure race will be a success for myself personally, and it's something, the charity and everything is something we're all very aware of, so it's something we're looking forward to at this stage.
And there's other fellas taking part in this as well from around the province, other footballers, including your brother-in-law Micheál.
Yeah, Mick McCann got roped into this too, so he was sort of looking to do something in the off season. I told him what I was doing. He half indicated that he might be up for it, and that was enough for me to sort of get him on board. So yeah, it'll be great to have him down. It's good to have a training partner up in Belfast too, because as the boys know, it's sort of tough these evenings as they're getting darker to get out and try to run 5 or 10k or go out and do 30 or 40 mile on the bike. Like, it's sort of tough going, but if you have somebody there, it's great. So yeah, it's great to have Mick on board, and just hopefully he'll not beat me.
Well, Stephen O'Neill, Enda mentioned the cycling there, and you've been doing a right bit of cycling over the past couple of years.
I enjoyed the cycling, picked it up a few years ago, and just whenever the off season's there, always pick it up over the winter and that. So I seen the adventure run, and I thought it would be something I would enjoy doing, and we've got the three of us got signed up for it.
It's a serious challenge. There's no getting away from that. It's quite dangerous as well, I'm sure, with Kirkpatrick in the mix there. But it's all for a very good cause, and hundreds of people will be competing to raise money for charity.
There is, on the website, there's numerous charities that the Cedar Summit organisers support, and then the different competitors, they have their own charities as well. So we think that we've one of the best charities, Marie Curie, and we're hoping to raise as much as we can for them.
And if people want to get involved, Stephen, what do they need to do?
Well, you can log on to the Westport Cedar Summit website. You just go into Google and type in Westport Cedar Summit. You'll get it up, and you can log on there. Alternatively, you can contact the Castle Court Hotel in Westport. They're one of the main organisers, and Sinead Hopkins is the organiser down there. And myself were lucky enough to get down last week for a bit of training, and they treated us brilliantly. The welcome was great, and you know, it was great just to even go out with the other competitors who were training, and there's just a great atmosphere and great buzz. And I think if anybody, you know, soccer, rugby, Gaelic, whatever sport you're into, to even just go down and be part of the whole occasion, it'll definitely be a great event, a great weekend.
And just have your own website set up as well?
We have our own website set up now. Marie Curie advises us just on how to set it up. So we have if you go on to justgiving.com and type in Red Hand Racers, you can donate online, or you can also donate by text. Type in S2S63, follow up the amount you wish to donate, and send it to 70070.
And there'll be a gift collection at the county final?
Well, we're hoping to get that organised as well. So we also, the three of us are taking donations personally as well. So we'll hopefully be there for the county final and get a few pounds raised.
And Sheena Havlin, obviously you're the events coordinator in terms of the fundraising in this part of the world. A big challenge, but it's all needed for the good work that these nurses do.
We are historically known for providing palliative care at end of life, mostly during the night. However, we are constantly updating and reviewing our services, and we are trying to meet the needs of the families and the patients out there. And we have recently started to introduce nursing services available at different times of the day. We have found through talking to the families and the carers that it's not every family that wants Marie Curie nursing services at night. We had an example recently of a lady who told us that if she could get out to her wee bowling club 2 hours a week, that would just make a difference to her, and that would keep her going. So that's where we're aiming to provide services at different times of the day and night to suit the needs. And all that takes money. The service is free to families, and it's only by the generosity of three guys and people like them that choose to support our cause. So we're very, very grateful for what they intend to do for us.
And finally, Stephen, there's plenty of support already for your endeavours.
Well, there's plenty of others. Kieran Kennedy of O'Neill's Kennedy made cycling jerseys for us. He's also got polo shirts and hoodies as well for us. So, you know, all wee things like that there, we appreciate getting those things. And, you know, there's different companies we're going to be hitting over the next few weeks to see if they sponsor. So everybody's going to be well warned.
And John Devine, Stephen and Enda, is the man hotly tipped to be the winner?